This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12.03, coming up to 12.04 on this Monday, 22nd of July. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Brudge.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. She's with us all the way through until 1 o'clock, of course, as are we. Our question of today, based around high-tech and low-cost ways of making your home safer, we're asking you a very simple question. How do you use tech to secure your home? We all know the importance of keeping our home safe, and we still use the tried and tested method of keys, locks, sometimes burglar alarms and grills. But as burglars are getting a little bit more sophisticated in their methods, we too need to up our prevention game. That's what we're talking about a little bit later on. That's the story that we're running with. We'll then be moving on to four ways co-workers are hurting your productivity. We need to have a talk. When a conversation starts like that, you know it's not going anywhere good.
Yep.
Story number three. Is that really your CEO, or is it a deep fake?
A question we've all asked ourselves.
Very recently, I would imagine. Now, thing is about deep fakes, they're expensive, aren't they, Arv? A lot of technology has to go into that. More on that in a few minutes, though. But do get your messages started early. We've had a couple already. 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let's get the ball rolling. So because of a little bit of advancement in technology, there are some things that now we can kind of adopt to deter some burglars, perhaps. One of them is Alexa. This is something that you could use. One of the ways in which you can keep your home a little bit safer, they have this thing on them where you can tell it to, play burglar deterrent. And what it will do is it will give you a choice of sounds, so you can choose for the sound of a barking dog, a living room where presumably there are parties happening, a game room, so it's like a table tennis match, bathroom, so you'll hear showers and toilets flushing, kitchen sounds, lots of clanking and so on, and my personal favourite that would scare the heck out of me, a crying baby. all of these sounds you can tell Alexa to play throughout the evening. Stuff like the other stuff you can use as well, smart bulbs, you know, bulbs that come on at certain times, timers you can connect to your TV and your lights, all these things come on at the right time. Doing things like illusion is basically the best part of the strategy. So it's trying to convince a would-be burglar that you're already home. So sounds, lighting. I remember a few years ago, my dad concocted some weird device that was on a timer that would open and close certain curtains in the house, which was at the time something I thought MacGyver would learn from. I thought it was great.
Or Macaulay Culkin.
Cardboard
cutouts in the windows and stuff.
He got weights and levers and all kinds of things going off, and I'm like,
smart kid.
This is my dad, though.
Oh.
Watching too much TV, my dad. Next, of course, catching bad guys on camera. So one of the big things, of course, is video cameras. And we've seen nowadays you can get them for practically nothing. You know, they're really, really cheap. But they also have a lot of video doorbells. And my mum has one of these in place at home. So it's an infrared doorbell that when somebody rings, it shows you on a little screen who's at the door. So you can then push another little button to unlock the gate to let somebody in. And they're fairly cheap. You can pick one up for under $100. Ring and Nest are among the better known brands. I think that's what Audrey uses, one of these devices. Whole bunch of stuff. Another one is if you are in a local community, you can sign up for one of the community WhatsApp groups. Yay, as if you're not in enough of those. But they're actually very useful. Not only that, but you can put in the WhatsApp group, you know, we are going away for a certain amount of time. And if you've been part of that neighborhood, you know, people will keep an eye out for you. You can also use it for stuff like I need an aircon. My aircon servicing, doesn't really know anybody useful for that.
The gas guy.
Yeah. And of course, don't leave clues that you're going out somewhere. So if you're having stuff delivered to your home, perhaps whilst you're away from one of these online services like our friend Jeff Sandu does every single day, probably best to tell somebody that you're not going to be there to receive them, for somebody to be...
send it to the office.
Send it to the office, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, don't post your holidays, perhaps, on Instagram until you've gotten back home, so people know that you are...
That's impossible.
It's difficult to do, though, right? And then finally, you know, just ask a trusted friend or a relative to kind of check in on the house whilst you're away. Now, these are the older ways of doing things, you know. These are the things that we've traditionally done.
Yeah.
But stuff like Alexa, I think, is smart. Stuff like the camera stuff, I think, is really smart. But you can also do stuff, and I know this sounds really strange, but for a lot of people, even just turning on and off your Wi-Fi and your lights does an awful lot. I had a thing set up so my Netflix would pop on at certain times of the day, and it would just play a TV, and it would play a movie, and then it would go out, all done by a little piece of software, which I thought was fairly smart for me anyway. But we're keen to know what you guys think. And Arv, Frida, what kind of methods do you employ in terms of using tech whilst you're away?
So
I'll go to Arv first and let Frida have a little bit of a think.
So this is weird. Like, even this, the context of this article is more skewed towards like maybe US houses in the US or houses that don't have a lot of gates. But if you look at like houses in Malaysia, we sort of secure ourselves with
we lock ourselves in.
Yeah. So you have like, even when you move into a new house, you make sure that the windows are grilled, and then you have the first grill, and then you have your panel, then you have your gate on the outside. All of them have locks after locks after locks. So if someone gets through that, then of course, you know, it's dangerous. But
well done,
it's well done. Yeah, good for you. But I don't know if a lot of people use that much tech to secure their homes here, other than the usual CCTVs and alarms and stuff, and like neighborhood security system that they pay for.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think, because Alexa is not easy to get here or easy to install here. I don't even think it's like available, the full Alexa.
Yeah. Google Home, I think you can use for a very similar kind of process, and they're available for about 199 ringgit in certain retail places.
But above that, I think those things become like extra precautions or extra measures, because I don't think those become like the primary go-to things.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you have layers of gates and bars and locks before you can get into the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people use so much tech locally to secure their homes.
I know that my neighbor has a something. I don't know if it's an Alexa or a Google Home or something that plays piano music whilst they're away at certain times. And it's like somebody's learning how to play piano. So it's kind of scales, and then it's something else. And at first I thought, oh, somebody's learning piano. And then I realized they weren't home.
Wait,
and
my neighbor plays the piano.
Oh.
Dun,
dun, dun. Now you know.
Are we neighbors?
No, we're not, right?
No, we're not. We're not. No one has the same song for the last 6 months. I'm
there
like,
you go.
Doesn't this kid get any better?
Can't he learn a new song?
It's the same old thing, like again and again. Oh, okay. Okay.
So there you go.
Got it. Got it.
Frida, anything?
It worked.
Anyway, you're right about that, you know, like how all homes have grills and all that already. I think it's still I'm very old school. You know, I still, I'll tell my neighbor, neighborhood watch, you know, there's this community group. And then it's just leaving the lights on, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just little
simple things,
leaving the lights on, because usually things happen in the dark, you know, and I guess sensors, right? Just sensors that when there's movement, the light comes on and people... you know, hopefully will move because of that, right? So, short of getting a fake barking dog,
which you can get very cheaply. Could do that.
But then people just never see the dog.
That's the thing.
There is some dog there. But simple tech like that. So like motion sensors, lights that come on at certain times and stuff to deter people. Those kinds of things, yes.
I guess you live in the US or whatever, they don't have grills, they don't have that. So it's a different requirement in that sense.
Yeah.
I remember growing up in Brunei, and you know, the homes, we weren't gated.
Mm-hmm.
There were no grills in the windows. And coming back to Malaysia, coming back to Kuching, said, why do we have grills? Why do we need grills? You know, it was like,
it's a bit weird. I mean,
it's
not weird. It's a bit
weird
for people who are not used to it.
Right? Yeah. So then, of course, now you get used to it. Now it's like, where are the grills, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd always lived in a condo here. And so, I mean, you have grills on the window and whatever.
Right.
But I really didn't see...
Which is weird, right?
Which is strange.
It shouldn't be the case.
You shouldn't need them. But when I moved into the landed property 2 years ago, and everything was grilled up, I'm like, wow, you know, people really, really take it serious. And it's every house. It's not like there are any houses without a grill on.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you move in and your landlady or your landlord has difficulty finding the keys to open those grills, that's when you start worrying a little bit. Anyway, time for a short break. Let's have some music. The Commodores with Brick House. Well done, Christine. If you'd like to get in touch regarding the story of the day, of course, we're talking about how do you use tech to secure your your home beyond the traditional lock and burglar alarm, let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter and WhatsApp, we're at BFM Radio.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio today with
Arvind Braj.
Pia Liu.
We are talking today about how you can keep yourself safe at home. Our question is, how can you use tech to secure your home? We found an article that details some of the low-cost and high-tech ways of making your home safer. So there's Google Home, there's Alexa in some places. We've had a couple of messages via WhatsApp. Arvi has one on Twitter as well.
Yeah, I do.
So let's go to WhatsApp first.
Right. This is from Maggie Bess. Hi, Maggie. He says, I don't use any modern ways, but my new neighborhood installed alarms got broken into around 5 to 6 p.m. on a public holiday. We didn't even hear any alarm going off. We hear it when there's a lightning storm.
Oh, wow.
And that's the thing, right? You know, when you these alarms, aren't they supposed to be connected to a security place? You know,
they not, are, yeah.
You're know, not supposed to
an uninterrupted power supply, right?
Connected to a security company.
A company, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
when the alarm goes off, someone should be coming
that's
by
right.
and not just ringing, you know, like people can still steal things through the
noise. Yeah, while the alarm is there.
right?
Because you know what neighbourhoods are like? They're like, I wish they'd turn off that alarm.
Okay.
Nobody's taking the head. Some people sticking
We've got
the
another
the
one from Johan here. Said, not sure how this works, but my brother-in-law told me instead of spending money on security cameras, he simply leaves his computer's camera on and upload to YouTube Live. He then assigns that video only to himself, not sure how, so they can monitor his house by using YouTube.
You can kind of do that too, yeah.
Live streaming and stuff.
Yeah. Off over to Twitter.
Yeah, so this comes from Bosco, who says, instead of security, it can be convenience. Digital door locks, good for Airbnb, as passwords limit them or limit the duration of stay.
I got one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries if they copy physical keys or people always misplacing keys, can wear Bluetooth or RFID tags with jewelry, automatically unlocks doors within range.
Smart. Smart. See what I did there? Internet of Things. Wonderful. Yeah. Right. We did manage to speak to an expert, though, slightly... Well, he's a global IT security from Global IT Security Solutions. The company is called Ellie Global Services. We spoke to Chung Fu Fong. We asked him, the first question was, what areas of the home can be secured with tech?
Well, our first thing I would say is the doors using technologies. Yeah, nowadays, we can use RFID, Wi-Fi, smart locks for all that. Other than that, I think most of the families today would have CCTV as a preventive controls. I think these are the most common type of technologies we see at home.
And what's the biggest mistake or misconception people have when it comes to tech-based home security?
Well, security is not a foolproof thing. I mean, even if you install a smart door lock system, right? Fundamentally, we humans still make very simple mistakes. For example, using simple passwords, simple PIN, easy to guess, you know, codes. So whatever technology it is in the future to come, right? So the fundamentals for us to think is still that how are we going to apply a more stricter security on choosing our PIN, choosing our password to use on the security devices.
Couple more questions then. What is the most overlooked aspect of the home in terms of tech-based security?
Well, for me, coming from a cyber security perspective, I would say the biggest area that is overlooked is actually our home Wi-Fi. Because whatever technologies you're going to use, for example, a smart TV, your internet connection, anything, it has somehow has to do with your home Wi-Fi. And this is the type of area that we need to put a lot of focus in, because if you have a weak Wi-Fi security, anyone could have just hacked into your home and then disrupt whatever you have set up. Worse still, even disable your security devices that's connected to the Wi-Fi.
Wrapping up, final question then. What kind of outdated security tech do people still have that actually might jeopardize their safety?
Outdated tech, like for instance, just the example that I've mentioned, like for example, if you're using Wi-Fi, if you're still using old protocol, meaning that you are completely open, and anyone with a proper tool can actually break into our Wi-Fi rather easily. So once they come into your Wi-Fi, then they basically come into your home.
So if you see your neighbor's Wi-Fi for free and open on your network, you know, when you do your network search, you should probably... And tell them, you know, maybe you should put a password on that just to kind of help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I am guilty of often forgetting my passwords and Wi-Fi passwords and stuff. Thankfully, my phone stores them and my laptop stores them. But, you know, stuff like putting a pin on your door for these smart locks and whatever, I think is good. But again, it's something we're fallible. We're human beings, and these can be guessed as well. Especially if it's some of those cheaper little pads where you can often see where people have been using
the fingerprints.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I hope like tech-based security picks up, especially stuff with like Alexa, voice assistants, stuff where you can put your whole home on the network. Because just because I think in the future it would give us better designs for our homes, and it would like take away the need for like so many grills and gates, and you know that kind of like crude security measures. Even though they work, I'm sure they work, but it would sort of give us more, I don't know, if I'm just like from a personal standpoint, it would take away the need for all those things when it comes to building your house. And also it gives us the ability to monitor these things from where we are, like, you know, if we are like on holiday and stuff, we can just, you know, tap into the phones and see what's happening without needing to call other people, without needing to give out that information to even neighbors or others. I think if we start depending more on like tech-based solutions.
The only thing I'm worried about is having read this morning that the entire country of Bulgaria has been hacked because of somebody not being savvy with their tech. We can be smart and we can put our own passwords on our information, you know, whether it's on our phone or on our email addresses or wherever. But when we give that information to somebody else, like a government body, for example,
by law that we have to give,
right, or to a tech company or a phone company or an internet provider or whatever, if they are not being as prudent with those details as we are, then it really doesn't matter anymore. And that data is already out there and can be shared amongst other people.
It's like if it can be hacked, it can be hacked.
And so, it will be.
Yeah, and it will and be. It yeah, will someone's be. gonna try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let us know then, folks. We're talking about home security, for example. You know, do you use any kind of tech at home to help prevent, you know, yourself from being burgled, to look after your house, to look after your neighbor's house? How do you help one another out as well? That could be interesting to talk about. 018-789-8899 is a number on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let's take a short break with Jack White with Alone in My Home. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with our next story, which is all about four common ways co-workers hurt your productivity and what you can do about it. Arv, what did you say?
We need to have a talk.
We need to have a talk. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.